Well, this guy can sing. He's really good. And is he an Austinite?
Cecil is originally from Birmingham, Alabama, but lives in Atlanta now. And Cecil was Dr. King in The Great Society for us, the LBJ play last season. I knew that his background was primarily musical theater. He led one of the 60s protest civil rights march songs in that play. So we got to hear him a little bit in that. But it was really just working with Cecil in the rehearsal room and how well he understood a visionary leader and somebody who's single-minded in purpose, lots of personal sacrifice, that I thought this is the same characteristics as George. And but yes, so
Dave
now we get to hear
Stakely, the
him.
director with the eye, the observer, that he's sort of the Georges Seurat outside the Georges Seurat. It's really fabulous. And Cecil, you just really impressed me with your sound. Beautiful, beautiful,
Thank you so
open,
much.
beautiful
Thank you.
sound, beautiful. And so you've got a stellar cast of for this production. How many, but there's a large number of people in it, isn't, aren't there?
Yes. Well, there are 11 in the orchestra, and the cast, I believe, is 15.
Right.
So,
but these are the center two characters.
Yes. It's surprising, I think, how much these two carry of the musical and the way that it's written. There are large ensemble numbers, but they're not as many as a normal musical would have. And we're just blessed with the most extraordinary talent in this cast, just the very finest of Austin theater.
And people who understand really your vision of what it is.
I think also everybody who loves musicals and works in this field, they want to do this show. So, this is one that we're just lucky to have so many people that we love as a part of it. Regardless of the size of your role, it's just something that's meaningful to be a part of.
Well, it's again the analogy of the pointillism of the each little dot playing its part, and then you stand back and watch and experience from your higher self.
Yes.
So I see there's another number written down here. Are we going to hear three things today?
Yeah, so this duet comes actually from Act Two, and the great-grandson of Seurat, George, is an artist doing installations of light. And he has reached an impasse now doing his seventh chromalume. He artistically is.
So let me get this straight. In the first act, we're in around 1888, and now we're in
Now we're
modern
in
times.
1984
Okay.
in Act Two. And so Seurat's surviving granddaughter, played by Jill, so she plays a 98-year-old woman in Act Two, and plays Cecil's grandmother, Marie, was actually an infant in the painting. This, of course, is a fictionalized story, an account by Sondheim and Lapine. So at this moment, though, we've encountered this great-grandson, George, who has reached an impasse. He's turning out the same kind of art over and over, and he's become tired of it. His patron base has become tired of it, but his well is empty creatively, and he's not sure where to turn. His relationship has ended with his wife. And Dot, who we meet in the first act, the figure in the painting, magically returns as a means of saving George when he's at his lowest point. And so this is perhaps one of Sondheim's greatest songs, and it's called Move On.